Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Shatkin Show, the Blog Talk Radio Show. We're here to hit the road in terms of facts and truth. No big lies, no media falsehoods. You know, anything you want to hear is going to be the facts and the truth in this show. Now, today, I talk on various subjects, including literary matters. I'm a great fan of the great books of the past, such as Passage to India by E.M. Forster, St. Augustine's Confessions, Calvin, Luther, Bonhoeffer, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, whatever you might want to think about. Those are the books I value and love. That includes particularly Milton's Paradise Lost and T.S. Eliot's Idea of a Christian Society. These are great books. They raise me. They arrive me. They build me up. And the other books pull me down. The political books, the political propaganda pulls me down. I want no part of it. And the second thing is, this is a Christian show. It's we believe in the creeds of the church, and I see an Athanasian and Apostles' Creed, and we believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And if I read a book, I'm going to read C.S. Lewis, I'm going to read G.K. Chesterton, I'm going to read T.S. Eliot, I'm going to read St. Augustine, I'm going to read the Epistles of Paul, I'm going to read John Milton's Paradise Lost, the great Christian books that inspire me. Second, I have a political position. I am a conservative in general, but I also adhere to the biblical revelation in this respect. I oppose abortion and same-sex marriage, but I love a woman who's having abortion. I know that Jesus wants them with him. I know that he wants him with him, and that in 2 Timothy he wills that all men be saved. He wants every Islamic person. He wants every gay person. He wants everybody to be with him in heaven. But I have to say this about my political positions. I draw the line. I follow Jesus in terms of his great concern for poverty and poor people and underclass people. Next, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what I'm going to talk about today, Jesus and miracles. I hope you will enjoy this little talk about Jesus and miracles and the matter of miracles. So I really do wish that you would give some thought to what I'm just saying. I'm going to get into miracles in a minute and why I believe in them and why they're an integral part of the Christian faith and Jesus' person. But I would have to say this, that I am going to go into a little bit of my background before we approach this matter of this very controversial but important doctrine of Jesus being divine and doing miracles. I don't think you'd be a Christian without believing in Jesus doing miracles. I don't think so. There are some who claim they can, but they cannot, I tell you. They are rejecting Christ if they don't believe in his divinity and miracles. They can reject him. Anybody can get rejected. People reject me. Rejecting Jesus, rejecting God Almighty, and it is a terrible, terrible mistake. Next, I'd like you to understand that this is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for media lies, media falsehoods, anything like that. We go in for critical thinking, getting at the facts and getting at the truth. That's what this show is about, truth and facts. And not political propaganda, not media lies, not media falsehoods, not the big lie. Not interested, don't want to hear it. If anybody who wants to go to a show, this show, if you go to this show and listen to it, and you think you're going to hear left-wing ideological propaganda, you're making a mistake. Or right-wing propaganda. It's not a propaganda show. It's a true show about truth and facts. Next, I'd like you to understand that this is a Christian show, and we believe in the Christian faith, but we welcome all people in all faiths and all races and all nations, whether Islamic, whether Shinto, whether whoever they are, we welcome them, and we want them with Jesus in heaven As it says in Timothy, one of my favorite verses, Jesus wills that all men be with him in heaven and all men be saved. That's the key to his gospel, to understanding it. He welcomes all. Shinto, atheist, agnostic, they're all welcome because Jesus has loved and died for all people without question. Second, third, I have a political position, generally conservative on issues such as gay marriage and political and abortion. I'm against abortion and gay marriage, but that doesn't mean that I dislike them. I want no discrimination. I want no hatred. I want the love of Christ given to all these people and exhibited. Jesus is about love. It is not about rejecting differences in people. He's not concerned about differences. He's concerning and accepting people for their differences and giving him his love, giving them his love. Next, I have a radio show, Blog Talk Radio Show, which you're listening to right now. This show reaches many, many people all over the world, the Muslim world, very much so. Saudi Arabia is interested in this show. I have many people that are interested in this show, and I used to have a podcast show, and I have had 4,300 people visited this podcast show in the past. And they have come from 80 countries all over the world, and many people from many countries visit this Blog Talk Radio show all over the world. I welcome them all. I know that Jesus welcomes them in his grace and love. And that's about it. So now I want to tell you, I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the Parables, and a book on the Psalms. These are all, I think, valuable books. They have sold many of these books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 2, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and Essays in the Christian Worldview, have sold very, very widely all over the world, in many universities all over the world, on a regular basis. And I would hope that as time goes on, the other books I've written will also sell, such as the book on Psalms and the book on Parables. The book on Parables is an interpretation of the 41 parables in the Gospel, and I recommend reading the Gospel parables because they are the mind and work of Christ, and they are, in fact, well worth reading. And I urge you to never stop reading and never stop thinking, because the day our society doesn't read books is the day we sink down into ignorance and darkness, which seems to be the case today. Ignorance and darkness is what's going on. I've written a book on the Psalms. I read the Psalms in Hebrew in seminary, and I read them with great love and joy all the time. They are a great, great lyric poetry. They're wonderful lyric poetry, and they are well worth reading again and again and again. I cannot stop reading them. In addition, they are a treasure of thought. Represent the thoughts of God in every way. So I urge you, dear friends, read the Psalms for their lyric beauty and for their intellectual offer, what they intellectually offer you. What they offer you is very great. And as I said, ladies and gentlemen, when you read these books, you will be raised up. Your mind will be raised up. And if you read other books other than these books, you will be raised down. And you don't want your family to be raised down and to hit the ground and be on the ground in darkness, the kingdom of darkness, which will be the result if you don't read the right books, such as the ones I just mentioned. I'm writing other books, a book on my blogs, 4 blogs. They'll soon be out. I've written a book on a chapter on paternity in New York Family Law and Practice. I've written 4 law review articles, 3 law review articles, on Academicus and an Albanian scientific journal, and these 2 articles on that journal, on the American educational system, and on sexual orientation discrimination, which I oppose. I may not agree with my gay brothers and sisters, but I want no discrimination. I want no pain given to them. They have a right to live their lives as they wish. I wish them well. I want to know them. I want to love them. They deserve the love of Christ. So, as I said, I've written also an article on the Syracuse Law Review, which has been brought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. It's a very good, I think it's a good article. I enjoy it, and I think that you, if you read these articles, you will gain insights that you may not have been aware of previously. I think the American educational system is a failure. I don't think it's doing good for our kids. I think it needs to be reformed, and that was what I said in this Academicus article on the American educational system. I also wrote an article on the sexual orientation discrimination, which I oppose very, very vehemently. I want no hatred given to people merely because they disagree with what I do or do not agree with what I like. Not good. Okay? Next, I want you to know that I'm writing a book on the book of Job, which is a very great book in the Hebrew Bible. Job was an Edomite. He wasn't Jewish, but he was tempted by God through many trials and tribulations. It's a wonderful book. It's a great book. Again, I say to you, when you read the book of Job, you are raised up. And as Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he says, we want to read books that are going to stretch our minds and raise us up. We do not want books that are going to pull us down to darkness and ignorance. That's not what we want. And dear parents, that's not what you want for your kids. You want the best in thinking and intellect that can be our society can provide. You want the books that will stretch their minds. You don't want them to watch television and movies where they're, as Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he said, these are drugs. He also made a third comment, which is will not sit well with a number of people in our system. He said, the Bible is the foundation of Western thought. He was right. He said something. Of course, not people. Many things that are said are not liked by people because they're true. And this one happens to be quite true. I believe so. And as I say, when you read Job, when you read these articles that I just mentioned, when you read the... I also have written a chapter on evidence and Bender's Consolidated Evidence on Res Gestae. I've also written a chapter on New York jurisprudence, which covers the matter of criminal law demands and notices. These are just some of the things that I've written. I have others I'm reading and writing, which I hope you will enjoy. As I say, there is no more dynamic presentation of thought and intellect than found in the printed word. You will not get any knowledge from images. You will turn your mind into jelly. That's what will happen, unfortunately. Next, what I'm going to talk about now is Jesus and miracles. Now, many people, there are a group of people, even group of churches in our society, that want to limit Jesus to his ethical or moral sayings. They're very happy with those. They're very comfortable. Then they think, well, this is a very nice fellow. He's doing a lot of good in the world. And that's what we think. That's what we think is true about him. We think he's raising some good points on loving your enemies, loving your neighbor, praying for those who persecute you, blessing the poor. People think, well, he seems to be a very nice person. He seems to be a very fine person. So we can agree with him on this. But Jesus makes a presentation about himself that is extremely important. He is a person who works miracles. These miracles are many, and he cures, he casts out demons. He does all kinds of things to people that are reported. These are miraculous events. The Bible is full of miracles, by the way, from the creation of the world to the fall of man into sin. The resurrection of Christ is ultimately the great and grand miracle. So what are we going to do with these questions about miracles? Are we going to say they're mythological nonsense? Well, some people might say that. They might say that. But that is not why these miracles, Jesus conducted, claims these miracles. He is telling us that he is divine, that he is God. He is really informing us of his nature. And when you reject that claim, you reject the church. The church consists of the claim of Jesus to be divine, and it's exhibited by these constant miracles in the Bible. So we have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the miracles are an integral part of the Christian faith, and the miracles which are prepared and performed by Jesus, he does it for a reason, to tell us that he is God. There's no alternative. If you're going to belong to the church, you got to believe in Jesus, who is God, and that he did miracles. If you don't believe in the miracles, in the miraculous, you cannot enter the biblical worldview and understand it. The Bible is full of miracles all throughout. And the Gospels, where they report Jesus' miracles, are a constant reminder that he claims to be God, and that is his claim. We cannot escape his claim. We cannot make him into Mr. Nice Guy. That's not what he is. It's not what he is or claims to be. He claims to be God, doing miracles and miraculous things. He does it on a constant basis in every single gospel, and you really can't escape it. The miracle of the virgin birth, he starts out with his birth, the miracle of the virgin birth, and Mary being impregnated by the Holy Spirit, and then there's the miracle of his of his resurrection, which is the end miracle. Between those miracles are this man who cures lepers, who raises Lazarus from the dead. He does all kinds of things outside of natural world. Can you reject these miracles and his claim of divinity if you wish. You can do that. Be aware, however, that without Jesus, without the miracles, is Jesus not being the church, and the church not being Jesus, and Jesus being God. That's his claim, it's what he says, and he exhibits it by these constant miracles from beginning to end of the Gospels. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I will be talking about it more, about the miracles of Christ in many, 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 many times. You can't escape it, okay? It's either you go for it, or you reject it. You can reject it. Jesus gives us voluntary choice. But be aware of this. If you reject the divinity of Christ, you reject Christ and you reject the church, you're going to have to join another organization where you can fit in, where people don't have to talk about miracles and they can talk about being nice, being kind, being humane. If that's what you think of a Christian faith is, you're making a horrible mistake. Christian faith is Christ and his exhibition of his divinity through acts of miracles. Hope you've enjoyed this talk. Good night.